Welcome to Vita Poetica Journals podcast. We're an online journal featuring creative work explored through a spiritual lens and a publication of the Vita Poetica Arts and Faith Collective.
We have two poets on the podcast today. The first is Wayne Bornholt, who will be reading his poem, Recipe. And the second is Susan Shea, who will read her poems, Poet's Tea and The Good Portion. Wayne Bornholt is a poet and retired bookseller. He has degrees in philosophy and theological studies. He lives in West Michigan with his wife and two golden retrievers. Susan Shea is a retired school psychologist born in New York City, now living in a forest in Pennsylvania. Since she's returned to writing poetry this year, her poems have been accepted in a few dozen publications, including Avalon Literary Review, Ecstasis, Feminine Collective, and Across the Margin. Here first is Wayne Bornholt.
Hello, my name is Wayne Bornholt, and this poem is an attempt to engage the issues of belief and doubt, certainty and skepticism as perennial topics within the life of faith. It seems to be that, without fail, all people move from one to the other and back again during their lifetimes. These issues are not unique to anyone. It is both an academic matter as well as a concern of personal conviction. These matters touch the religious beliefs or non-religious commitments of an individual, regardless of one's theological situation. This poem is an attempt, albeit a brief one, to articulate my faith and theological journey, but to also connect with the readers or listeners who have experienced a similar life trajectory. The poem draws upon stories from the Hebrew scriptures as well as themes from the Christian tradition. Each is part of the poet's encounter of how these accounts play a formative role in the life of faith and doubt and all the steps along the way. The poem is both an effort to deal with these topics, but to also find irony and thematic reversal within the work. The title, it should be added, hints at the attempts of people to use the right mix of actions and activities to gain certainty and then attempt to sustain it under the pressures of modern life and thought. Recipe by Wayne Bornholt. I bought a pound of certainty, emptied the contents into the chipped porcelain bowl, mixed two parts water with vinegar from the crucified apples. My hands stirred this stew. The mash climbed up to my calloused elbows and settled at that boundary. I carried the bowl toward the sun fields, set it upon the salt blocks, lifted my hands, still dripping with the tincture, and flicked the residue on the burning calf. An hour passed, the immolation complete. I turned, lumbered away. In the smoke and pungency, my eyes teared. I heard the calf laughing, telling a sly joke to the next in line. It was time to go by another pound of certainty.
Poet's Tea by Susan Shea. You were only 9 years old when I gave us drink from the Royal Albert Sonnet series, bone china teacups. You were Coleridge, I was Tennyson. You were my flower who had just been told a weed had taken hold in your sweet pancreas. But I knew that you would always see golden hours. Your flower would be like none the world had ever awed before. I had to make you see your dream come true. I wanted you to know that every morning you could open your eyes in an endless field where every bloom was yours to be. The Good Portion. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her. Luke 10:42. I've run into her a few times while she was moving at a dove-like pace. I saw people pulled into her calm eyes, even when she wasn't speaking, as if they believed she carried a validation stamp with her, ready and able to see beyond their shortcomings, ready to inscribe reminders on them, invisible holy ink, to make everyone around them want to join their club. She let me pass her in my hurry, knowing I felt safest in my secrecy, content to type my words on my deaf page.
That was Susan Shea reading her two poems, Poet's Tea and The Good Portion. Before that, you heard Wayne Bornhold reading his poem, Recipe. You can learn more about Vita Poetica at the website in our podcast description, www.vitapoetica.org, where you can find details on how to submit to the journal and other ways to get involved. Thanks for listening, and more soon.